Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Kaminsky, who's president of the Dixie Group's residential business. Paul, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about the news that we ran on Florida Daily a few days ago. You guys are in the process of buying a continuous dye facility in Calhoun, Georgia, right?
That is correct.
And actually, the more you get into this, this is a facility, much change has happened to it, but at one point in time, you owned at least the building and some of the pieces to it, right?
That is correct. We owned the facility, and at one point in time, we sold it to Constantine, who was then purchased by Milliken.
So Milliken had it, and now you're in need of it, and Milliken is going to sell it to you, right?
Yep, but it's an opportunity we look forward to closing on.
Now, but just for those people that aren't day-to-day in the manufacturing process of making carpet, tell us what a continuous dye facility is.
Well, when you look at our current dyeing facilities, which we will still utilize, we have Beck dyeing. Beck dyeing is earlier technology, but it certainly is very good at making heavier weights. It's certainly very good for color consistency. But as you look at the later developments in continuous dye, there are a number of advantages. First and foremost, I would say, is cost. By being in the continuous dye business, we can lower our dye cost appreciably, and that will allow us to participate in a number of markets where Beck dyeing is a little too expensive, and so that will allow us to expand our reach into other product categories. The continuous process also is much more efficient in the usage of water, energy, and chemicals, which, as we all know, becomes more important with each passing year as we all become more aware of environmental issues.
All right, so as I mentioned a minute ago, you owned this before, and yet it's been changed and updated, I guess, in the process of when Constantine owned it or somewhere through this process when Milliken owned it. It's been updated, so it's kind of state-of-the-art now, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the things that really attracted us to it is Milliken owned an Instacolor, which they had in their facilities down in LaGrange. And after buying this facility from Constantine, they moved that Instacolor up to the Constantine facility. Now, for those of you who were not on the manufacturing side, the Instacolor allows us to change color quickly. And when you look at the product mix that we have with both Maslin and the Dixie Home product line, we're a fashion company. We show a lot of products. We offer a lot of colors. And the ability to change color quickly, which allows you not only a cost savings, but also allows you to manage your inventories better, was a prime consideration when looking at this unit.
Now, one of the things that's interesting about this news is somewhat of the tense of it, meaning that you're announcing the intention to buy. And since you're a publicly traded company, I guess there's a reason you need to come out with it now, isn't there?
Yes, I think our concern was, as we were going through the negotiations, the information was becoming known to more and more people. And we felt at this time that the information was becoming, you know, more available to the public. And as such, we felt necessary to make the announcement in the form of a formal 8K statement.
And I know you've hit on this a little bit, but the fit of this operation, not only will you continue to make high-end, very strikingly attractive residential carpet, but you'll be able to do it a little bit more efficiently with this modern equipment, right?
Yeah, the cost is certainly a driver, but as you look at this particular line and you look at the history of this line, under Constantine, they made a lot of intricate product. They made pattern product, low-dense product, which is harder to dye. And they not only did it with regular dyes, they did it with cat dyes, which allows you certain flexibilities in color. So when you look at our mix, which has a lot of pattern, we use some cat dye both residentially and commercially. And you look at the Constantine and now, of course, more recently, the Milliken history of being able to dye those type of products used commercially over wide areas where side match is a critical issue. All those things led us to believe that this was a good fit. The fact that they can control pattern, the fact that they have a great reputation for side match, all those things fit in with who we are as a company, both Dixie Home and Maslin, offering fashion products. So as we went around and looked at the different opportunities we had, this one stood out as one that really kind of matched up with where we wanted to go.
Okay. Well, let me ask you one other question. Tell us the current state of your business right now. Are you starting to see any uptick in demand?
I think as you look at the year. I think the year started out strong, and then we kind of hit a lull in the middle of the year. I think business has gradually gotten better from the middle of the year. We haven't seen any sharp upticks, and I think that's just kind of indicative of the economy we're in and probably what we face going forward. Business seems to be getting slowly better, but there's no dramatic upticks that we see or expect to see from the economy in general. I think there's kind of a wait-and-see attitude out there on the part of a lot of people. That might be resolved with this election, maybe, maybe not, but the good news is, on a long-term basis, we see the business gradually getting better. The bad news is it could be a lot quicker.
Yeah, right.
Actually, if you start looking at the numbers, and I mean, when you factor in both units and dollars, and you start looking at the percentage increases year over year, it's starting to look a lot like GDP, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This is something that I don't think those of us who've been in the business for a prolonged period, myself close to 40 years, this is the first time we've been through something like this. I think the good news is we're long past the worst of it. And seem to be slowly coming out of it.
Well, another thing that I want to talk to you about, but we'll just tease people with right now, is I know that you guys are working very hard with this new TrueSoft ultra-soft carpet that you're rolling out using yarns from Stainmaster and Vista. We'll talk about it another day, but that's moving along nicely, isn't it?
Needless to say, we are excited. We've just made the launch. Mm-hmm. We've just started to send samples into the field. Mm-hmm. And we think this is one of those things you'll look back at years from now and say, this really made a difference, made a change in the industry.
All right, great, Paul. Good to talk to you again. Been talking to Paul Kaminsky, who's the president of Dixie's residential carpet business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.